expressed on KYND 1520 Talk programs are those of the host, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its owners, management, other hosts, or advertisers. Show topics on this station may include conversations on any lifestyle, belief, religion, political affiliation, or other personal practices. KYND, a Synergy Broadcasting Company. KYND, Cypress, Houston. A Synergy Broadcasting Company. Your kind of talk. Your kind of music. Your kind of radio. The Powerful 1520.
A boy's born in hot damn Mississippi. Surrounded by...
Welcome to the Chadwick Pack Radio Broadcast. I'm your host, Yuri Solomon, along with our president and founder, Wilford Dorton, and a host of pastors that are in the studio today. PAC stands for Pastors Advancing the Kingdom. Today's show is about spiritual leadership interacting with the various mindsets in the home. We've been talking about spiritual leadership, and so we want to dig in a little bit about that. But let's start today by introducing our pastors, having them introduce themselves. Pastors?
Good afternoon. This is Harry Coase, Equippers Bible Fellowship, 2600 Chew Street, down in the heart of Fifth Ward. Welcome.
Pastor R.W. Young, pastor of Bethany Missionary Baptist Church, 3307 Allegian Street in the Fifth Ward area of the city of Houston.
This is Freddie Oliver, again, of Equippers Bible Fellowship. I want to thank you for listening to us today. Want to give a special shout-out to Pastor Young last week, and week before last, rather, and Pastor Crowder for their wedding anniversary. Pastor Cole celebrated a birthday last weekend. To our graduating IP class who just graduated this Friday, job well done.
Pastor James Horton, Second Baptist Church in the Heights. Welcome back. Invite you to have a knowledgeable time this evening.
Yes, and Pastor Wilford Darden, Equippers Bible Fellowship, 2600 Chew, 77020. If y'all going to write in and send us some mail.
Amen.
And, of course, I'm Pastor Uri Solomon, Pastor New Life Baptist Church in the heart of Sunnyside, 4714 Wilmington Street, right off of Cullen.
Yeah.
All right. We're ready to dig into the show. We want to remind you that we're going to talk to you, but we want you to talk back to us if you want to at 832-230-5592. That's 832-230-5592. You can call and talk to us. Again, today's show is dealing with spiritual leadership interacting with the various mindsets in the household. And we've been talking about spiritual leadership on previous broadcast, last broadcast, talking about that. And we talked about that what a spiritual leader has to do and what that leader has to really, in effect, work on. And so we talked about the fact that the leader had to be an example. The leader had to be a living picture of what they're trying to convey. You cannot convey what you are not illustrating. So you have to be a living illustration. Now, we talked about there had to be normal and respectful communication between the parties in the house. So the spiritual leader has to affect that as much as possible. And then we talked about that then they have to be patient and watch the Holy Spirit work through them. That's what a spiritual leader needs to do. So now we're going to talk about the interacting with the various mindsets, the various people in the household. And Reverend Dorton, can you talk about what might be in a household that a spiritual leader will encounter?
Well, again, a couple of things we want to just kind of reiterate. One is, the objective is to change the life in the inner city.
Yeah.
Is to make sure that we can get healthy families in the inner city, because once we begin to see healthy families in the inner city, then we're able to now bring some of the bring some greater solutions to these cultural dynamics that we see, especially the police shootings and the degradation that's just happening in our hoods.
Mm.
And then, of course, our Healthy Family Initiative, which deals with family members being able to communicate via or across moral in immoral lines.
Right.
And being able to have what the objective would be, a drama-free home.
We could get be great.
Drama-free homes in the hood, in the inner city. And then we're going to see a greater solution. We might see the decrease in police violence, the decrease in thug violence, thug culture, that kind of thing. So the spiritual leader in the home, the job is to bring that dominant influence in the home that makes sure that the family or the families are able to communicate one family to another.
Mm.
Because once you can get the communications lines open within the home, you're able to get the communication lines open from home to home. And when you get them open from home to home, then you're able to see a greater solution. And so what we have now is warfare in the home.
Mm.
And so we want to take a look at that. We were using Sister Jones as our prototype, and she was saved, but then she had other family mores, if you would, in the home. One, the husband was in a secular mind. He was in the secular world, which meant there's no God in his reality. Just money driven.
Right.
The daughter was gay or lesbian.
Right.
And the son was in thug culture.
Right.
He was, you know, the sagging pants, the drug addiction, that kind of thing. And the question is, how does the spiritual leader, how is the influence that comes from Christ able to now take dominion over these other mindsets, these other belief systems, these other behavior patterns that's in the home?
Yeah.
And so the examples that Pastor Solomon gave earlier, living examples, these kind of things are very, very, very crucial, because the perspective is for the life of Christ and biblical reasoning to come in and do battle with the other consciousness, whether it be secular consciousness, where we see the 9-to-5, you can't take God on the job, you can't take God in the schools. That mindset goes with the secular. And then we see the entire aggression of homosexuality. It's taking its dominion in the culture, setting up shop where it wants.
Right.
And then, of course, thug culture is now the prevailing consciousness.
Yeah.
That's now just dominating everything. It's dominating the news everywhere. And so I think it may be reasonable for Miss Jones or Mr. Jones or whoever the spiritual leader is to do battle with thug culture,
right?
What that's about and what that looks like, and so I think that's where we'll start today.
All right,
great. I what caught my attention, a few things here. First of all, when we say normal and respectful communication, what do you mean by we got respectful? I think, but what do you particularly mean by normal?
Well, let's put it like this. Normal communication, we spoke a couple of broadcasts ago about if we see two people that's on drugs, that's homeless, that's walking down the street pushing a basket, the communication they're going to have is going to be normal because the values are the same.
Right.
There's not, then, you know, very few arguments is going to happen because the expectations are based on the reasoning that comes out of that thinking process.
Yeah.
So what a normal person's reasoning would do, which is process thought, does not necessarily blend with thuggish reasoning, because it's a pleasure driven.
Yes, spontaneous. Yeah.
Spontaneous pleasure over responsibility. And so, well, we would come, well, Christ would tell us to love one another and to pray for those who hate us. Mm. You're talking about that as a norm versus a secular system that says if you slap me, I'm going to slap you back as a norm versus those who are coming out of gay culture. They have their own norms.
Right.
And then thuggishness would have its own norms. So the question is, if you don't have mutual respect for one another, you're not going to be able to hear the issues that's coming up, that's coming out of the heart of those who have those various worldviews, of various
right.
mindsets.
Right.
So respect would mean that even if I don't agree with it, I can hear it, and I can have a communication that's not vulgar or violent
right.
out of it.
Now, another thing you said was you said that that the spiritual leader needs to take dominion.
Yeah.
And of course, to the average religious mindset, that could mean walking through the door, casting out demons, and speaking things into existence, and all of this kind of carrying on. What do you mean by take dominion? Because I assume that's the goal at the
yeah.
moment, anyway,
yeah,
in the moment.
The dominant influence, so, you know... So I came up. So I'll be Miss Jones today. Can I be Miss Jones? I can be Miss Jones.
Boy,
Mr. Jones.
Yeah, please.
Let me be Mr. Jones.
you be one
honest. Mr. Jones. Church man.
Mr. Jones. Brother Jones.
Please, Brother Jones.
Brother Jones. Brother Jones.
Brother Jones has gotten saved.
Yeah, gotten saved. Brother Jones has gotten saved. Attended Bible studies.
Yes.
Moved on through the ranks. And then the Lord opens a door for a church. Now he has to take dominion. And dominion simply says that there are other persuasive mentalities will not take you captive in such a way that those mentalities will control your home.
Mm.
So let's in my home, thuggishness has decided it wants to come in. And let me do this thing with thuggishness, right? This inward attitude of rebellion toward authority.
Well, let me do this before you go there. So what we're going to do, there are various mindsets. You laid out the various mindsets, which could be a religious mindset, could be a secular mindset, or could be a gay mindset, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And it could be a thuggish mindset. And so what we're going to do in the rest of this broadcast is we're going to zero in on the thuggish mindset.
Right.
And we're going to have to define that, which is what you're getting ready to do.
Right.
We're going to have to define that because we don't want you to turn the radio off because we're using this loaded word.
Yeah.
All right. So let's define thuggish.
That's right. You do that real well, Brother Solomon.
We got about 2 minutes,
2 minutes
before the break.
Okay.
So let's define it. Let's spin that. Define.
Okay. So let me do two things with it. One. Thug is an inward attitude of rebellion toward authority figures, which is reflected in outward acts of glorification, of violence, sexual immorality, drug and alcohol abuse.
Yeah.
I'm going to preach a sermon one night, and I pull up in South Park, and I'm fixing to get some gas, and I get out, and this guy is walking toward me. When I get out, I have a $5 bill in my hand. When I get out and open the door, he snatches the $5 out of my hand.
Mm.
And then when he snatches it, of course, all of the old Wilford comes out, and I won't get my and I grab him, flip him around to see, and he has a marijuana cigarette in his hand. And when he flips it, and he has the cigarette in his hand, then he says, somebody get this blankety blank off of me. Well, I look across the street, there's another person coming toward my car. I leave the keys in my car.
Mm.
And so I can't, I think he's a part of that whole setup.
Right.
And so he makes a move to get in a car where the music is real loud, and I make a move back to my car to get the keys, only to discover that the guy that's crossing the street is not a part of the setup.
Okay.
You see what I mean? Thuggishness.
Yeah. Mm. All right. We're getting ready to go to break, and we'll be back right after this.
1520 KYND. Hello, this is Fred Hoyer coming to you about Bayway Lincoln, your Lincoln dealer, number one in sales and number one in service for the last 20 years. Bayway Lincoln, located on the Gulf Freeway at the Fuqua exit. This month at Bayway Lincoln, 0% on all 2015 Lincolns in stock. That's right, 0% on all 2015 Lincolns in stock. From the Lincoln Navigator, Lincoln MKS, Lincoln MKZ, and the Lincoln MKC. So give Fred Hoyer a call today at 281-929-6500 and experience the Bayway way. Fred Hoyer and Bayway Lincoln, a winning combination for the last 20 years. So call 281-929-6500. And remember, Bayway Lincoln, the only dealer in town that gives you a 40-inch flat screen TV with your purchase on any new or pre-owned car. Good credit, bad credit, we can make it happen for you at Bayway Lincoln.
Bayway Lincoln on the Gulf Freeway, 45 South at the Fuqua exit. Open Saturdays. Call Fleet Manager Fred Hoyer, 281-929-6500. Bayway Lincoln, another Bayway company.
You're listening to the Chat with PAC radio broadcast. PAC stands for Pastors Advancing the Kingdom. For more information, visit us on the World Wide Web at ip.jaom.org. That's ipeet.jaom.org. And remember, we're changing the inner city one family at a time.
Join Pastor Suzette and Kirby John Caldwell in Houston, Texas, October 19th through October 22nd for the 20th Annual Prayer Explosion Conference. It's powerful, explosive, and spiritually anointed. It's not for the faint of heart. You don't want to miss this. Prayer Explosion speakers include ESPN's Chris Broussard, Dr. David Ireland, Bishop Michael Pitt, Pastor John Gray, Pastor Paula White, Dr. Matthew Stevenson, Evangelist Joyce Rogers, Bishop Raphael Green, Dr. Leonard Sweet, Prophetess Pamela Kent, plus much, much more. Be there as the Caldwell celebrate 20 years leading in prayer. Don't miss the opening night celebration, October 19th through 22nd at the Kingdom Builder Center, 6011 West Orem Drive. To register and get more information, go to prayerinstitute.com. That's prayerinstitute.com or call 713-726-2522.
From Kingwood to Katy. On the air everywhere. Everywhere. The powerful 1520.
His father works some days for 14 hours. And you can bet.
Welcome back to the Chat with PAC radio broadcast. And we've been talking about spiritual leadership in the home. And of course, our motto, as you heard, is changing.
The inner city.
Changing the inner city one family at a time. Anyway. Changing the inner city one family at a time. So we have some materials. If you don't know where to start, you what we're saying is resonating with you. And you're saying, you know, I really been praying about this. I've really been wanting to be the one that affect change in my household. And you don't know where to start, tell us about some materials we have to offer, Freddie.
We have the Healthy Relationship Book. Its theme is Developing Powerful and Productive Families Who Advance the Kingdom by Engaging the Culture. We also have Sharing Love with Thugs, and the theme is Understanding How to Relate to the Inner City and the Hip-Hop Culture. And it's also saturated and laden with many scriptures to help guide them.
All right, if you're interested in this material, visit our website. Now, we've made it easier, a little bit easier, I guess a little easier, but anyway, the website is chatwithpac.org. That's chatwithpac, and PAC is P-A-K, chatwithpac, one word, .org. Now, yeah, if you heard the other one on the promo, it works too. So, but just visit us, chatwithpac, P-A-K is PAC. .org, and you can get these materials. Healthy family, healthy relationships. You want to better the relationship or find out, okay, how can I interact better with my family? It is a great resource, and we will interact with you. You can call for help and counseling and all kind of stuff. We will interact with you as you try to put these principles into effect. We've been talking about sharing, well, we've been talking about the leader of the household interacting, and particularly with a thuggish mindset. And so we have this material, Sharing Loves, Love with Thugs. And everything that we're talking about is in the book. Give us a call and get the book. You were defining for us, let me say this quickly, 832-230-5592. You can call us and join us at about the 30-minute mark. You can start calling now, and we'll get you in queue so we can. You'll be the first online. We've been talking about the leader interacting with thuggishness, a thuggish mindset. You gave us a definition. Talk to us more about that.
You were talking to me about dominion, and the reason I gave the illustration was because when the young man had taken the $5 out of my hand, the scripture suggests I do one thing for him. And when he snatched the $5 out of my hand, that was another thing that came in my mind.
Yeah. Wow.
Dominion is where I do not let the other idea take over my reasoning.
Right.
You see, when I snatch him around and I'm getting into the violence with him, I'm really a fish out of water.
Right.
Because I'm on the streets. That's not my forte. And so taking dominion means I stay on my turf. The Bible says if I walk in the spirit, I won't walk in the flesh.
Right.
I have to detach from some material ideas for a greater purpose, because life is more important than materialism.
Yeah. Right.
And as we move more into a secular culture, materialism becomes more important in life. So it's easy for me to shoot you if you take something from me versus taking a look at what is allowing you to process this kind of thinking where you don't have a problem abusing people.
Right. Mm.
Because, and if we take a look into thug consciousness, it's a conscious mentality where this anti-authoritarian view of people and things is structured in how I process and how I reason. And we're seeing the responses of it on the streets.
Yeah.
Because the law enforcement, they're not necessarily saved. They have a different agenda than we have.
Right.
And so when I take dominion, I'm not going to let the flesh, if we would, scripture, or my old human me stand up and make a war zone when I know Jesus Christ's method is going to be the best overall method for me to bring sanity, for me to bring purpose, for me to bring the truth. A solution of peace back in my home that's drama-free.
Right.
So dominion means that I'm going to install the principles of peace, the principles of righteousness, the principles of deeper understanding, the principles of taking a look at what is causing these consciousness to execute the way they are. And once I'm able to understand that, then I'm able to do battle in such a way that I'm winning the person back into a social climate that's going to make them a participant in society versus putting them in jail to the degree that they become social criminals.
Now, Roderick, we've seen guys come to the class.
Right.
And that they would respond in a way that is that's not taking dominion, that's
right.
Listening to those other elements.
Right.
Rather than to respond to a situation spiritually. We've seen them leave with a different mentality. Talk to us about that.
Well, it's because of the, in order to take dominion, you got to have power working in yourself. And when you don't know, you've got a different mindset. Your mindset comes from a thuggish mentality. Then that's what governs your actions. Because so a person thinketh in his heart, so is he. And so the heart is not that which beats, but is that which thinks. And so when you have the wrong mindset, because here's the thing, salvation, it leads to your thinking, or it'll change your thinking, but it's discipleship that will change your behavior.
Yeah.
Salvation is the beginning to change because you desire change. It's for example, the drug addict doesn't want to be on drugs. He knows the drugs is killing him and hurting him. They want to change, but they don't have the power to change. And so the mindset says, if I can just get to the treatment center. And so he goes in, but until he gets a real discipleship, something an example and that goes into the depthness of that, of his mind, to where he has a different philosophy, a different mindset, he can't fulfill what he really wants because he's not been empowered. And I think what we've been experiencing is that once people come in and they get a change of information, then they can start living differently, because you can't do better until you know better. Mm-hmm. And so once they come into class, they discover initially they come in looking for a job, they want a training. But when they get in the classroom, they discover that, you know what, this dysfunction and the things that's going on, this thug life, I didn't realize I was living that kind of life. Because when you think of thug, people thinking it's just on the street. Mm-hmm. But thuggishness is in high places. And let me just say this and real quickly, you know, because if thuggishness is more, it's on the street, but yet it's in high places, because just a few years ago, Bernie Madoff. Yep. Thuggishness.
Right.
He stole more with a pen than Bonnie and Clyde ever did with a gun. That was thuggishness. But it's the same mentality as a brother who as Dora just talked about, the brother who came and snatched the money from him. It was a game mentality. He gonna take what doesn't belong to him, and it begins with the mindset. That's thuggishness.
I like what you said. You talked about power, and one of the phrases we use commonly is making a person into a powerful and productive believer. And so overcoming the flesh and being able to take dominion is some heavy lifting.
Yeah.
Some real heavy lifting. And so in order to maintain what needs to be maintained, you're gonna need an illustration, somebody to walk you through. Talk to us.
You know, when you made the statement that thuggishness is not just on the street. In the former occupation I had, the guys would come into the classroom that I taught.
Yeah.
And they would come in and want to tell me how to run the class. When I'm the one that's got the information. I'm the one that's going to help you move forward and be productive in where you claim you want to go. But you don't want to come in on time. You don't want to do the work that's required. And you're just going to tell me and those around me that you're not going to do it. But you want the money. You want to get paid. You want all this stuff. But you don't want to abide by the rules. And as you said, in the subtle aspects of the thuggish mindset, and that's what we said, the mindset, they can't see it. And many of us who are trying to deal with them don't recognize it either. So we don't know how to handle them.
All right. Let's do this. Let's go to the... Let's go to the phone lines. Go ahead, caller.
Good afternoon, pastors. How y'all doing this afternoon?
Fine. Just fine.
Okay, then. Look here. As I hear y'all talking, what it seems like that the pastor, when the man try to come up to him and get that $5 out of his hand, that means the devil can get in you in any given time he want to. He can get in. He can get in now. He can get in to you. He can get it. He can change your mind just as fast as he can. That's the devil.
And that's true. And taking dominion is trying to recognize it. That's a great point. Recognizing that influence that's trying to take over what Christ is trying to get me to fulfill in that young man. So I can't help him if I'm fighting him. It's my point.
Right. You can't. You're right. And I want to say this here, pastor. I so appreciate that. You guys are all coming together in the studio. And this is a question. This is something that's been on my mind. I get a chance to call and talk to you guys. How many of y'all pastors say that your church is in Fifth Ward?
Two of us.
Two, yeah.
Okay. Have you ever thought about why is there, when you say communications in our community and stuff like the divide, is it any possible way that we can get these churches and get them all and get the congregation, get everybody together to be on the same path. And pastors, one week, one pastor preached this Sunday, the next pastor preached the next Sunday, but get us all together in one community instead of having so many churches in each corner on each block or so many just in one community at one time. I'm just saying that somehow we can see if we can get it together, because our communities are so divided when it comes to churches and schools. I mean, we got kids that go to school in this district and then another one across the street or next door in this hill. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah. You got you. Let's let Pastor Young speak to that. Come on.
Let me just say this, brother, that the reality is that in spite of you thinking that we have so many churches, there are still not enough churches. Not even half of Houston could go to church. If just half of Houston decided to come walk out of their doors on Sunday mornings, all of the churches that are in Houston could not contain them. I mean, you're talking about the mega churches that can seat 10,000 all the way down to the smallest that only seat 50 or 25. So it's not the idea of so many churches. But it is the idea of churches, as you're saying, going into the community and being effective where they are. And that's our goal, and that's why we're here. We're pastors advancing the kingdom. We're affecting the community, because the question I ask sometimes to the church, and that is, if we were moved, would we be missed?
That is a good question.
And it would be an indictment on a church to be in a community 50 years, 100 years, and yet not be missed if they left. And so the churches are there. We are working in the community, doing what we need to do to bring about change.
And one of the things that that places us on the same page is that the majority of the churches are trying to get people saved.
Yes.
And that's the key.
And whether we do it at a 11 o'clock service, a 6 o'clock service, or a Bible study, all the churches recognize that without salvation, the life of a community is not going to make it.
Right.
All right. We're getting ready to go to break. Want to remind you that our website, chatwithpack.org, chatwithpack.org, and you can find out more about us. You can obtain materials through that site. We'll be back in a moment.
1520
KYND. Hi, this is Pastor Yuri Solomon. We all go through hurts, pains, and sorrows in life, but there's nothing like when that pain meets its purpose, and no one can tell you that purpose but Jesus Christ. I want to invite you to tune in to the New Life Radio broadcast every Sunday morning at 10:30 a.m. right here on KYND 1520 AM. And remember, Christ in you, the hope of glory.
Join Pastor Suzette and Kirby John Caldwell in Houston, Texas, October 19th through October 22nd for the 20th Annual Prayer Explosion Conference. It's powerful, explosive, and spiritually anointed. It's not for the faint of heart. You don't want to miss this. Prayer Explosion speakers include ESPN's Chris Broussard, Dr. David Ireland, Bishop Michael Pitt, Pastor John Gray, Pastor Paula White, Dr. Matthew Stevenson, Evangelist Joyce Rogers, Bishop Raphael Green, Dr. Leonard Sweet, Prophetess Pamela Kent, plus much, much more. Be there as the Caldwells celebrate 20 years leading in prayer. Don't miss the opening night celebration, October 19th through 22nd at the Kingdom Builder Center, 6011 West Orem Drive. To register and get more information, go to prayerinstitute.com. That's prayerinstitute.com, or call 713-726-2522.
Saturday, October 8th, the Nigerian American Multicultural Council and the African Student Association will host its fourth annual Houston AfriFest, a festival of African arts, culture, and entertainment from 11 a.m. to 8 p.m. on the grounds of the Houston Baptist University, located at 7502 Fondren Road here in Houston. Share cultural arts activities from the different nationalities and ethnic groups of the African continent. Special guest performances by Lipsha, an Angolan jazz and R&B singer. Richie Francis, a Nigerian singer, will bring his style of urban music. The Cameroonian masquerade dancers will bring the traditional Zhang dances. And the Joy of Djembe 14-piece drum corps will open the festival. Saturday, October 8th, the Nigerian American Multicultural Council and the African Student Association hosting its 14th annual AfriFest at Houston Baptist University. KYND.
your kind of radio.
From spring to Sugarland, on the air everywhere. Everywhere. The powerful 1520.
All right, welcome back to the Chat with Pac Radio broadcast. We want to remind you that you can join this dialogue, this conversation. We're talking to you. We want you to talk back to us at 832-230-5592. We'll remind you, you can learn more about us. Chat with Pac, P-A-K, chatwithpac.org is our website. We're talking about spiritual leadership, the spiritual leader interacting with the various mindsets in the home and zeroing in on a thuggish mindset. How does a leader interact with a thuggish mindset? And what can a spiritual leader expect to happen when they start trying to be powerful and productive in their homes, and particularly interacting with this thuggish mindset?
Well, you have to be aware of what you have. So there's an array of types of thuggishness. First of all, most of it comes out of a pain that's in the heart of the participant.
Yeah.
And that pain is causing an anger. And the separation between the pain and the scab that's around the pain in the heart causes insensitivity.
Mm.
The more they are aware of the insensitivity, the more power they perceive.
Mm.
So when you say something to me and I'm insensitive to you, sit down, and they say, make me sit down. So you have to be aware of what you have. So if it's just the sensitivity, there's one thing. Then you add the drug culture to it.
Right.
I don't know if everybody familiar with wet.
Yeah.
That wet is a monster. And when that drug is flows in connection with the insensitivity, there's a power source that they have that's out of control.
Mm.
You have to be aware of that situation because you may need outside help.
Right.
Law enforcement is your help, but
yeah.
You have to be able to take dominion over the law enforcement. You can't just let them. There was a situation that I'm familiar with where the person went and got a peace bond. So because the person that was on the wet was kind of like a formaldehyde, is what I'm told. But
yeah.
He was like the Hulk, and he could tear off his clothes and I learned the hard way to interact with it, and that brother put the father on top of the hood.
Yeah.
And on top of the hood, and was coming behind him with a phone.
Mm.
But you know, the awareness of the power. And then when I spoke out and said something, the power of the voice calmed them down for a couple of seconds. But when the law enforcement came, I knew it was time to kind of have the person to sit behind bars because they had to dry out from the drug. Just being aware of what you're dealing with. They had to dry out from the drugs. And so we had to go in. Now, this whole thuggish mindset, mind you, has no Christ in it. It has no values in it. All it has is anti-authoritarian,
yeah.
To which I was the authority.
Right.
So it doesn't matter if it's a police. It doesn't matter if it's a principal of a school. It doesn't matter. It's anti-authoritarian.
Yeah.
And so when you see bullies in a school with a thuggish mindset, it's not going to matter what Mr. Davis says because it's anti-authoritarian.
Yeah.
And if the principal doesn't have enough insight to keep dominion over the school, he will allow the thugs to take dominion and run the school.
Yeah.
Right.
So you have to keep the principles that you're given that give you the power to maintain the social peace so that everyone around you doesn't get hurt.
Right.
Because of their anti-authoritarian as well as this insensitivity that they have in their pain, from that pain that makes them want to hurt. And they react after they hurt people,
right.
Not before. So I have a friend of mine that's doing death row ministry, and he says that 75% of those on death row are African American boys. And he says that once they're in death row and they can't watch TV, can't watch, they can't read papers, they're isolated. And the first thing they say is if they had it to do all over again, they wouldn't do whatever it did to get them in. What causes them to change their mind is the aura.
Yeah. Mm.
It's the cultural aura that they can pick up from the media, they can pick up from the music, that they can pick up from their friends. That's missing. And when that's missing, they have no other data to feed into that thuggishness.
Mm.
You see where we're going? You have to go into that consciousness. That's why we're talking about salvation. You have to put Jesus into that consciousness, because thug consciousness, by its very nature, is anti-law.
Mm.
And so it's not going to respect any authority. And depending on the insensitivity that's in the heart will determine the amount of power that they have and the power that you'll have to deal with. Then you're dealing with the drug addiction or the sexual addiction or the violence that comes out of it. And as you see, if they increase and move up the ladder in thuggishness from a bully to street thugs to jailhouse thugs to a true thug, and a true thug is he's going to die in the game.
Yeah.
It's not going to come out. So you're trying to minimize it by catching them in the bully stage.
Right.
Minimize them while they're experimenting with, if I slap little Billy, will he slap me back or will he cry? And if he cries, what about do to him? They're experimenting in the bully phase.
Yeah.
So trying to take dominion over it says, not only do I go in to minimize the pain that they cause, but how do I go into the thug consciousness, take it out, and put another consciousness in there that has a higher value?
That's pretty deep stuff. So we're literally talking about just trying to find out where the pain is coming from.
That's exactly right.
And zeroing in on that and trying not to push that button. Am I right?
So, several pages in the book, some buttons are a part of the aggression. It depends on the personality.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
If it's a passive personality, it's kind of like the person who throws a rock and hides behind the car. He doesn't want it, so he's going to be thuggish, but he's going to be kind of poised with it. Where if it's aggression, then they'll come in and, they're always in opposition to whatever authority figures. They always want to challenge it, and so you'll see when you watch them come in, whoever the leader, if you watch gang violence, whoever the leader is, he's going to be the dominant. The passive guys are going to kind of follow the lead of that, but the dominance there. So if you deal with thug culture, you have to deal with the dominant player.
Yeah.
Because to deal with the dominant player, you bring the other players under submission to certain degrees.
Mm.
So it's just kind of thinking, but the power of the spirit, the spiritual leader of the home, the Bible tells us to tell the truth in love.
Right.
They have to recognize that I'm not trying to break them. I'm trying to help you.
Right.
So when we talk to them in terms of especially African-American, in terms of parables or stick pictures. One of my favorite pictures is thuggishness is a parasite.
Right.
It always eats on something. It's always taking. It never gives.
Right.
And it'll eat on it, and it'll take from you until the person they're taking from can give no more.
Right.
And then if you ever move, they're going to come take from you again, but they never give. So it's always trying to get over. It's trying to get something for nothing. It's always going to spend your money and keep theirs.
Man.
It's going to drive your car and park theirs.
Man.
It's a consciousness. And so if someone's trying to deal with it, you can't submit to it. Because to whatever degree you submit to it, is the degree that they'll drive that bus.
Right.
Okay, so what is Brother Jones? What is Brother Jones? What's his first move when he sees his son operating in a thuggish mentality?
Go ahead. Well, I'm saying this. He's got to, when he recognized what the thuggishness is in his son, he's got to start talking and change, try to change his behavior, his thinking. You can't change his behavior if it don't change his thinking.
So you're gonna take a look at the outward signs.
Right.
The sagging is an outward sign. So you know the sagging is an outward sign of it. The disrespect, what you're talking about, what you're looking at, or I'm not gonna do it. The disrespect is another sign. These are signs that's gonna tell you you need to probably get ready to do battle.
Yeah.
Because if you're gonna take dominion, they're not gonna. Okay. I had a case where one guy comes in and takes the keys. Takes the vehicle away from the parents, and they can't get it back. And so the parents struggling with whether they should call the police or not, to which they did. Police officer calls back and says, I got your car. What do you want to do? At that point, the parent is like, okay, we got it back. I just want my car back. And he's saying vocally, I'm not bringing the car back. So the parent has to do what? Now, African-American culture don't like putting their kids in jail. But this boy went to jail.
Yeah.
And he went to jail for 18 months. Because 18 months, he's got to be locked down somewhere where someone can get a chance to restructure the mindset. Mm-hmm. And our problem is we're letting the state try to restructure the mindset instead of Mr. Jones.
Right.
When the boy was locked down, the parents visited him to talk to him about the mindset that had him locked down.
Yeah.
It's an interesting piece because when he gets out of jail, the day he got out of jail, his friend, who was also doing wet, was stabbed in the neck with an ice pick by his girlfriend because the thug was jumping on the girlfriend's mama.
Mm.
So my point is, it's not good in thug culture in the hood. And so getting them in a class, trying to get the functional thinking, trying to get Jesus in the heart, is what you, it's the attempt to bring stability back to the culture, not just trying to get them to heaven.
All right, you're listening to the Chatwood Pack radio broadcast, and we'll be back right after this.
Your kind of talk, 1520 KYND.
Hello, this is Fred Hoyer coming to you from Volkswagen of Willem, located on I-45 North at exit 79A on the feeder. This month at Volkswagen of Willem, VW Jetta, $129 a month, VW Passat, $219 a month. Call Laura Williams today at 936-321-6500, 936-321-6500. Remember, when you purchase a new or pre-owned car from Volkswagen of Willem and Laura Williams, you receive a 40-inch flash screen TV with your purchase. Also, come check out our new Mega Used Car Center at Volkswagen of the Woodlands. From Ford trucks, Ram trucks, Nissans, Hondas, Toyotas, Mercedes, BMW, you name it, we have it at Volkswagen of Woodlands. So call Laura Williams today at 936-321-6500. Good credit, bad credit, not a problem. Give Laura a call today and let her make it happen for you at Volkswagen of the Woodlands. Open Saturdays.
Call Laura Williams at Volkswagen of the Woodlands. 936-321-6500. 36 monthly, 10,000 miles per year, 2,300 due at signing. Volkswagen of the Woodlands, another Bayway company.
You're listening to the Chatwood Pack radio broadcast. PAC stands for Pastors Advancing the Kingdom. For more information, visit us on the World Wide Web at ip.jaom.org. That's ipeet.jaom.org. And remember, we're changing the inner city one family at a time.
Attention churches and nonprofit organizations, Dawson Chemical and Janitorial Supply Company has all the chemicals and janitorial supplies you need. Toilet tissue, paper towels, trash can liners, styrofoam cups, plates, and more. They also offer churches and nonprofit organizations 10% discounts and free same-day delivery. So give us a call today at 713-697-7137. Mr. Dawson has been supplying Houston area large and small congregations for over 36 years and has three area locations to serve all of your paper, chemical, and janitorial supply needs. Dawson Chemical also sells commercial janitorial equipment, buffers, vacuum cleaners, steam cleaners, wet and dry vacs, and more.
We also repair all types of janitorial equipment and provide a full line of pest control for your do-it-yourself convenience. So give us a call today at 713-697-7137 and let Dawson Chemical meet all of your paper and chemical supply needs. Again, call us at 713-697-7137. We look forward to your call. Any church that spends $100 will get a $25 gift certificate that can be used with your current purchase.
From Kingwood to Katy, on the air everywhere. Everywhere. The powerful 1520.
His face is black, but she is shown the pretty. Her skirt is short, but Lord.
All right, welcome back to the Chatwood Pack radio broadcast. And we want to remind you that you can visit our website, chatwithpack.org. Pack is P-A-K, chatwithpack, one word, .org. And you can get the materials that we have, we've highlighted. Let's highlight those materials one more time, Freddie, that are related, completely related to what we're talking about today.
We have, again, healthy relationships, which deals with developing powerful and productive families who advance the kingdom by engaging the culture. And again, sharing love with thugs, understanding how to relate to the inner city and hip-hop culture.
All right, great. Listen, we have a caller on the line. Let's go to the lines. Go ahead, caller.
Yes, sir. My name is Larry Patrick, and I'm just sitting here listening, enjoying your program. I'd like to share some experiences I did about 30 years as a peace officer in three major school districts. Started out in Mayside City for about 5 years. About 17 years in Ailey Independent School District, and I retired as the Chief of Police, Law Enforcement Independent School District. And my background is educational law enforcement, where you get kids under Chapter 37, Subsection C of the Education Code to basically be governed by the rules and regulations in academic learning environments. And I dealt with basically special ed kids that were emotionally disturbed and learning disturbed. I've dealt with families over a 30-year period of time, that the parents, many of which had very, very, very poor to none parental skills when it came to discipline management.
Mm-hmm.
Over a period of time, fellow officers and I, we adopted an ideology and a philosophy that rules are meant to guide the intelligent or to control the ignorant. Mm-hmm. And a question we always have to ask ourselves, of which are we? Will we be guided by rules and regulations, or will we be controlled by them?
Mm.
Now, if you look at our children in inner city, you look at minority kids oftentimes, and then you can look at the ultra-rich. That bad choices, bad decisions based on bad information because they do not listen, pay attention, and follow directions.
My.
And when you have an individual in an academic learning environment, when you have an individual, it starts out in academics. I think if you have the rules that govern behavior in those environments. If an individual has a propensity for breaking rules and regulations, that person is going to have a propensity for breaking the law. Because rules and regulations, in my opinion, are the first cousins to law and order. Does mm-hmm. that make sense to you, sir?
That's true.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And I have a concern also in my 30 years, I compared and contrasted the fastest growing segue in public education is special education. And I remember when I was growing up, I was put in a level three. I was upset because I came from a disappearing dad syndrome. I was angry.
Exactly.
But my mom kept putting that strap on my behind. She kept taking me to church, right?
Dominion.
Okay, it went, no, and guess what? And she, come on, she put it on me, guys.
Yeah.
But here's the deal. That wasn't no Ritalin. That was no Haldol. That was no special education. When I was coming up in inner city fifth ward, I came up on government commodities and that strap on my back, right? And I was drugged to church, right? Mm. And my mother kept on talking to me about God, about rules and regulations, kept talking to me about self-respect, respect for the rights of others, respect for authority. And those are the things right now, you've got to go back to the old-fashioned way, right?
Yeah.
And we make alibis, we make apologies, and we make excuses. If you start giving kids drugs...
Larry, we got about 30 seconds.
Okay, I'll wrap it up. If you turn around, if you're just feeding a kid drugs, starting from elementary school, middle school, and high school, But when they get out of school, they stop taking the drugs. You've got a major problem. And here's my last thing. Look at how many houses that the average person passes up. They pass up the residential house, the school house, the jail house, and they make it to the big house. Thank you for getting me to chat.
Thank you, Larry.
Thank you, Larry.
Point well taken. And what he's basically saying is his mom has taken dominion to make sure that his mind does not grab those foreign concepts of disrespect, which breeds thuggishness in spite of his own disappointments.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
I was just going to say, I really like what he said, that rules are to inform or to guide the intelligent or to
control the
ignorant. And I said that because that's what when we talk about thuggishness, we're talking about lawlessness.
That's right.
Those are synonyms. We're talking about people who don't want to obey the rules. Let's do this in our last few minutes. Let's talk about the classes that we offer, Harry.
Well, we do offer a 12-week class, 8 weeks of curriculum, and I'm new to this process, but since I've been there, I have seen the initial change of those who've come in just the first few days and read the material. They can see the reality of their dysfunctionality and the desire to go to functional state. We want to encourage you to come out. Three classes prepared to go along now. We have one on our main campus at 2600 Chew Street.
One's on the southwest campus. On Windswept.
And we have one that's going to start on northwest campus. Right.
128 Algiers Street.
On Carverdale Community.
All right. If you want to know more about the campuses, more about the classes, you can call our office at 713-784-6055. 713-784-6055. And we can give you any of the information, help with any of the information you've heard on the show today. Anything else on the classes?
Yeah, we just had a graduation on yesterday. It was great graduation.
Yes, great.
What was the name of the place, Pastor Warden? The
Mission of Yahweh.
Yeah. The ladies out of the Mission of Yahweh graduated, and the testimonies was off the chain.
Just
the way their lives are changing, and kudos to the Mission of Yahweh and the work that they're doing. So we're trying to put classes on campuses where people want to interact with these various belief systems, so we can bring back the social non-drama element, if you would, to make sure that the inner city is what it should be.
Mission of Yahweh could use your monetary support. Thank you.
All right, we had a caller earlier that talked about the churches getting together and coming together, and that's what we're all about. If pastors advance in the kingdom is not a specific church.
Right.
But it's all of us. It's all of us. And we want to tell you that we welcome pastors to come and check us out, become a part of our group if you so choose, so interested to get trained in our courses. All of that's available. And to have what we do, the classes hosted on your campus. Mm-hmm. So all of that's available to pastors that's interested, because what we're doing is we're trying to show a unified front with the church. Not that we all have to be uniformed.
Yeah.
We've got to be unified.
Right. And that the social ills of our society matter.
Yeah.
The Bible tells us to be salt and light. We're supposed to preserve the culture and bring light to what's going on around it. And that's what we're trying to do. We're trying to get in and do battle with the minds, because to be honest with you, The young African-American kids are ours.
Yes.
It's our responsibility to bring the support that they need to be better, and we need to do battle with it one family at a time.
All right.
Yeah. That's so true.
All right. So now, if you're interested, if you're having trouble with your household and you want to learn more about what we're doing, please go to our website at chatwithpack.com. PAK.org. Chatwithpack, one word, .org. And remember, watch this. We are changing the inner city one family at a time.
We got it together.
What you say?